Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the Friday. Weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Cannon in Shoreline. Cannon, are you there?
I am. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Steve Cannon's ready, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy.
For those playing along at home, Cannon will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure.
What does the keyboard shortcut Control C do?
Pass.
What was the skunk's name in Bambi?
Stinky?
No.
Slumper?
No.
Pat? I don't know.
On what continent will you find Lake Titicaca?
South America?
Yes. What decade was the wreckage of the Titanic found?
40s?
No.
30s?
No.
Jeans.
No. What color is malachite?
Purple?
No.
Green.
Yes. The first woman on the cover of Business Week was from what food storage company?
Food storage? I have no idea. Pass.
In what U.S. city would you find Peachtree Street?
Atlanta?
Yes. Richard Nixon would sometimes top his morning cottage cheese with what condiment?
Pineapple.
No.
Strawberry.
No.
Blueberry.
No. Which part of the eye converts images into electrical signals?
Excuse me, what was that?
Which part of the eye converts images into electrical signals?
Pupil.
No.
Cornea.
We got you down for 3, Cannon.
Ooh, yeah. Sweeping it.
Yeah. Again, a better score than my first time playing, so.
Yeah.
That's a feather in your cap.
Is it?
It is. Are you still singing the birthday song?
I am.
It really is a toe tapper.
It's my favorite thing ever.
Welcome back, Steve. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What does the keyboard shortcut Control C do?
Copy.
Yes. What is the skunk's name from Bambi?
Pepe Le Pew.
No.
Stinky?
No.
Skunky?
No. On what continent will you find Lake Titicaca?
Would that be North America?
No.
Oh, where the hell is Lake Titicaca? Australia?
No.
Asia?
No. What decade was the wreckage of the Titanic found?
The 50s?
No.
40s?
No.
30s?
No. What color is malachite?
Black.
No.
White.
No.
Red.
No. The first woman on the cover of Business Week was from what food storage company?
What? I don't know. Weight Watchers?
No.
Food Tupperware?
Yes. In what U.S. city would you find Peachtree Street?
Georgia.
No. City.
Oh, Atlanta.
There you go. Richard Nixon would sometimes top his morning cottage cheese with what condiment?
Ketchup.
Yes. Which part of the eye converts images into electrical signals?
The retina.
Yes, Steve. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. That is a win. 5-3
Let's go.
Sorry, Cannon.
No problem.
Next time. The skunk in Bambi was named Flower.
Flower?
Yeah, Flower. Our friend knew that Lake Titicaca is in South America.
Okay.
The wreckage of the Titanic was not found until the 1980s.
Oh.
Malachite is green. And that's the end. Congratulations on your victory, Steve. Big or small, a win is a win.
That's all that matters.
The Daily Mix Show.
We hope that you can come and hang with us on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett for something we've never done before. It's called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday where all of the performances will be completely unplugged. We have Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry's going to be there, Mammoth.
Des Rocks just put out a brand new song and it's awesome.
Dude, we were listening to that this morning.
Yeah.
It is a wonderful jam and you get to see it all at Angel of the Winds Arena on December 12th. Grab your tickets before they are gone at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, you decided that you would like to put Danny and I to the test with a little fun game, something zany.
You didn't just say that it's zany, did you?
Is it?
Danny, I've got a zany game for you guys.
I'm ready for zany.
It's fun and zany, you guys.
Yeah.
We're going to see how well you know rock music.
Okay.
Because in rock music, there have been some iconic songs that are about breaking the law. And some seem to be about breaking the law, but how zany is this? They're not.
Oh.
So I want to see if you guys can figure out which ones are about breaking the law and which ones aren't. So we're going to start off really easy. I figure you guys can figure this one out, but just kind of like, you know, wet the whistle for this zany game, Taryn.
Okay.
All right. What about this one? Guilty or not guilty? Do you think this is zany? Do you think this song's about breaking the law or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Shocking. Okay. Right.
If it's called Breaking the Law and it's not about breaking the law, that would be really unfortunate.
I would say that's like the number one. Everything else just kind of follows after.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the ultimate. Okay, how about this one? It's AC/DC. Song is called Jailbreak.
Ooh. I'm gonna go with no.
You're gonna go no.
I'm gonna go with yes.
Taryn Daly?
Dang it.
Song's about a criminal on the run ending in a hail of bullets.
Ooh.
Jailbreak.
What part is illegal about that, Steve?
I guess nothing. You're allowed to break out of jail.
Yeah.
All right, how about this one? Smoking in the Boys Room by Motley Crue.
I'm going to say not.
I'm going to say yes.
Taryn Daly.
Jeez.
Danny. Now, they might be breaking the rules, but they sure as hell ain't breaking the law by smoking in the Boys Room.
You know, in 2025, though, I would contest that they probably are.
I would say they did break the law when it comes to just covering a really bad song and giving it to us.
Wow.
Still makes me mad about that Motley Crue song.
No.
All right, how about this one? Metallica. I forgot how much I love this song and this record. Ride the Lightning. Are we breaking the law or are we not guilty?
We are breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Danny, you got one right.
Hey.
Granted, you got to piggyback on what Taryn said.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I'm going to go with her from now on.
Songs about the death penalty. Fear, rage, and injustice all in one thrash anthem.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to find out what my situation's going to be.
What do you think?
I think
if we had a bet, do you think we're coming in tomorrow?
Oh, God.
I'm going to say we are not coming in tomorrow.
I'm going to say we are coming in tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I could say, you know what, Danny? I think you're right. Yeah. I think we're coming in, unfortunately.
I think they're being like, nah, you're good, Taryn.
We don't need you.
We listened to you this morning. We definitely don't need you to be one of the jurors.
Please go to work.
The Daily Migs Show.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, it was totally unplanned, but over the weekend, I got myself a new cell phone, Steve, Migs, and Danny.
I know. I've never laughed harder at someone's misfortune than I did over the weekend when your email. I'm not going to lie.
From my personal email?
It was just so funny because I'm just looking through my phone, and the subject wasn't even just like phone or something along those lines. This was the subject that you emailed to me and Danny. Steve and Danny. My phone fell in Lake Kavanaugh.
It did. It's still down there.
I don't even need to read the rest of this. This is the greatest email ever.
Well, one of my girlfriends, her family's, she has this really cool old cabin that's been in the family since the 1950s, and we try to go up every year. And this year I got to bring Barrett for the first time, and we had a bunch of kids hanging out, everybody swimming in the lake, having a great time. And then we decide that we're going to go on a little boat cruise before dinner. So I hand my phone to my girlfriend to take a picture of Barrett and I at the end of the dock, because we're just having such a great mother-son day. We get into the boat after that, and I reach for my phone to look at the photo, and I can't find my phone. I reach in all of my pockets. It's not there. So I don't know if I attempted to slip it in my pocket and it fell into the lake, or if I knocked it out somehow, but it's just gone.
So you didn't hear it like splash into the water?
Nope, nothing like that. I mean, there's you know, power boats going around. It's a loud, fun lake. So I heard nothing. And then we tried to call it, and it went straight to voicemail. Blub, 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 just like that.
Okay, I thought it made that sound.
It did not make that sound.
A fish answered, hey, what's up?
But then, you know, I was a swimmer. I'm a pretty strong swimmer. So I thought, you know, I'll just dive down and see if I can find it. It's got to be right near.
How deep is the water over there?
It was probably like 10 to 12 feet.
Did you have goggles?
I did. I borrowed some child's goggles. The rest of them went on the boat and took Barrett out on the boat for a little boat cruise, and I just started diving down.
Okay, before you answer this question, Danny, how many drinks do you think Taryn Daly had before this happened?
Ooh, I'm going to go six.
Six drinks. I'm thinking maybe three glasses of wine.
You know what, guys? You're both wrong. It was two seltzers. Regular size.
At least I knew you were not dry.
No. So I'm diving down with another one of the, with another adult there, going down. It's so murky and so dark. Mm-hmm. There was no chance we were finding it. And I'm hoping maybe something will start shining or shimmering. And hey, there's my phone case. No such thing.
It would have been funny if you're like, hey, call us so you can see if like it lights up underwater and see if you can find it that way.
And I tried so many times to the point where now my ears are getting like, you know, full of water. Yeah. And my head is hurting. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. This phone is dead. And so then yesterday I got to spend a little time at the Verizon store getting a new phone.
And sadly, you did not join the iPhone club.
No.
Why not?
This is your
opportunity.
You know what the funny thing is, guys? I considered it for like a second. And then I was like, what are you talking? What are you thinking, Taryn?
So that sweet picture that you took with Barrett, are you going to be able to retrieve that picture on your Android phone?
They said no, because they said it's typically like a two-day window of backing it up or something like that. They said there's a chance it might come through, but that picture was taken literally 15 seconds before my phone went to the bottom of the lake.
It would have been in the cloud.
I mean, I do have a cloud. It's not in there.
Okay.
It's not in there.
The Daily Migs Show.
Inspired by my phone ending up at the bottom of Lake Kavanaugh over the weekend, we want to know what happened to your phone. Can you top my story? Call 206-803-ROCK. Migs, someone on hold had their phone stolen by a girl.
What?
We're going to get that story in just a second.
That's messed up.
First, Stuart from Cedro Woolley, what happened to your phone?
I was on a hike in the Mount Tilchuck area, and you had to cross a river on top of a big log. There was an awesome view of Mount Tilchuck up the valley, right in the middle of the river. I took the picture, accidentally knocked the phone out of my hand. It went about 10 feet down into the water, which was maybe 12 to 15 foot deep. And it was super clear water, so you could see the phone light up, and I had to get a big stick and wade out into the river, and I scooped it to the side of the river and ended up pulling the phone out. I let it dry out and used that phone for another 2 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was probably an Android, wasn't it?
Absolutely it was.
Oh, yeah, shut up. Hang up
right
on this man. That's a lie. Android propaganda at its best.
206-803-ROCK. Doc, you're in Bothell. What happened to your phone?
Well, like I was telling your phone screen, I was partying with this girl. And we were doing some, we were tweaking, and ended up going to the casino. And I don't know if I set it down or whatever, but she ended up taking that and my wallet. I don't know how she got my wallet, but it took me about a day and a half to get it back. And then she acted like it was my fault.
Was her name Methany?
No.
It was Elizabeth.
Actually, I can't even remember her name. We'll just call her Karen. How about we call her Karen?
How about it? I like how you're like, I don't know how she did it, but you started the sentence with, we were tweaking. I think that's how she pulled it off.
Yes. Well, let me tell you something. Hey, Steve, now you know me. We're from the drunken idol days. And I was telling you, phone screener, all my stories start with, I was drinking Ann, or I was tweaking Ann, and then from there it just goes downhill. So,
Doc, the drunken idol escapades were one of the most regretful decisions that we ever made doing radio.
Tell me what the drunken idol was.
So we decided when we were working, this is when I'm working at K-Rock, which is now Jack, but we were working there and we're like, this will be fun. We'll get people to show up to the studios, get drunk, and have them sing. Instead of American Idol, it's Drunken Idol. Well, we didn't really factor in was that we were bringing in people to get drunk early in the morning, and the chaos that would happen when the microphones were off were bonkers. Like, we almost lost our jobs from it because one person got wasted. It might have been Doc. Trying to get to the bathroom to, you know, get it out of their system.
No.
Release the demons. Ended up hurling all over some salesperson's, like, fancy-ass jacket. Then we had to pay like a ridiculous amount of money to have it dry cleaned. The bosses were all pissed at us. So what do? We come back with another stunt that we called This Drunk House, where we had people get drunk and build things. And then they shut down us bringing drunk people into the studios.
Sounds like you guys were just full of great ideas.
I mean, great is it's a stretch for a term.
206-803-ROCK, what happened to your phone?
Someone texted in and said, I dropped my phone in a porta potty at Watershed at the Gorge. I stared at it, thought about it, then just said goodbye and walked away.
No chance.
There's not a chance in hell I would fish that out of it. Even if it was a brand new porta potty.
You know what's funny is I was thinking that when we went to Bad Religion and Dropkick Murphy, because they were like kind of nice porta potties down at the Dune Peninsula.
They were pretty nice.
But I was like, I was looking as I was peeing, and I was like, man, there's absolutely no. I keep my phone like locked away in my backpack. I do not even try to pull it out in any kind of porta potty.
I agree with you. It's just that's the worst place to drop a phone.
No.
Or your keys.
Anything. I don't even want to be standing in a porta potty, let alone drop something in a porta potty.
I can only imagine how many cell phones, though, maybe somebody, you know, that works in that industry has had to retrieve.
But this one, I was trying to take a selfie on a roller coaster. The phone yeeted itself midstream and ended up landing somewhere. I could never find it, though.
Oh, no.
Another person lost theirs at a Seahawks game. I went back to my seats before we left to see if I could find it, and I did. It must have fell out of my pocket while walking down a row. It ended up in a tray of nachos under the seat in the row in front of us.
It was just hungry. It just wanted a little snacky snack.
Just need some nachos. I think at that point, yeah, you could clean it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody texted in and said, my toddler flushed my phone successfully. The plumber said it made it all the way into the pipes. Must have been one of those dinner phones.
I have one that I wonder if Taryn has done before, too. Okay. And it was one time we were at a bar.
hanging out with a friend, and I was just had my phone. I don't remember what I was doing, but something, and I just dropped it, fell straight in my beer.
Oh no! In like a pint glass?
In a pint glass of beer. I mean, it was before like iPhones were huge. I don't even think it was an iPhone, to be honest with you. This is like in college.
So this is before iPhones could kind of withstand a little bit of water.
Yeah, and I think it was a flip phone, and it completely just shorted out.
No.
And I was like, ha. I try to pull it out, try to dry it off, do the rice thing.
I was going to say, did you try the rice tactic?
It did not work. Had to get a new phone.
You're not supposed to use a cooked bowl of rice, though.
Just dry.
The Daily Migs Show.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.